The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
HICWA was ordered to carry out a review, that's the Health Information and Quality Authority, of decision making and design and delivery of emergency medical care in HSE Midwest. Where are we talking about here? University Hospital Limerick. So this is regularly the most overcrowded emergency department in the country. And that comes with tragic consequences. Aoife Johnston is a case that people will be well familiar with. But that is just one of many cases. And it was after that case got so much attention that this review was ordered. And what HICWA have come up with, and apologies now, but it's worth just explaining this, are three recommendations, right? Three recommendations. The first, option A, is that you expand the capacity of UHL on site at Dura Doyle. So that's option A, just expand the capacity of the site. Option B is you expand the capacity by building on a new site, but it's still all the one hospital, same governance, same management, same structure, but you just get a new site close by and you build on that. I guess the benefit of that is that it can be a bigger increase in capacity again. Option C is that you actually develop a standalone Model 3 hospital for HSE Midwest. Now, again, bear with me. There's four models of hospitals. Model 1 is your community hospital, the most basic. Model 4 is what UHL is. That's the whole shebang, the whole kit and caboodle. So Model 3 is just shy of that. It doesn't do complex surgery, but it does have an emergency department. So it would be a second emergency department for the region. So those are the options. Option A, option B, option C. And it is now up to government. This report is with the Health Minister, Jennifer Carol McNeill, in terms of what to do. Conor Reedy is with me. He's a spokesperson for the Midwest Hospital Campaign. Conor, what's your assessment of these recommendations?
Good evening, Ciarán, and thanks for having me on your programme. Well, in the Midwest Hospital Campaign, I think we're largely disappointed in the recommendations that have emerged from this lengthy review process. What HICWA is suggesting to government, we believe, is not sufficiently robust to meet this long moment of danger that has been faced by people seeking emergency healthcare in the Midwest. We've been living with the reality across these communities that has seen most of these crucial services completely gutted during the past 16 years. And the problem has become so ingrained in our lived realities that anything less than a courageous rethink would not be sufficient. And unfortunately, HICWA has not devised a courageous rethink. Now, it's not all bad, but we were hopeful for, as I say, a bold rethink. What we got was more tinkering around the edges. HICWA acknowledges the problem, but the solutions offered, we believe, simply don't match the scale of the crisis.
So what solutions were ye hoping for? So beyond those recommendations, expanding Dura Doyle, expanding by virtue of building a standalone facility but still part of Dura Doyle, or a new Model 3 hospital. What on top of that would you have liked to have seen recommended?
We would like to have seen a definite recommendation to reopen at least one acute emergency department unit to level 4 level. You explained the models to Model 4 level, either at Ennis or at Nina hospitals. So they were downgraded, as many people know, in 2009 with everything and St. John's in Limerick as well, with everything centralised into UHL and onto the campus there. So we would have hoped for a more definitive recommendation to upgrade, ideally both Nina and Ennis, but I mean, that would be a lot to hope for. But to at least upgrade one of those hospitals to at least a Model 3 level, where you could have a more acute emergency department that could take on more of the kind of health care, more of the kind of emergency department cases that are going into UHL currently, and essentially unplug the pressure from UHL.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, as I say, I don't want to pour a complete bucket of cold water over this, Ciarán, because it's not all bad, but it really doesn't go far enough as far as we're concerned.
Well, they are only recommendations. Jennifer Carol McNeill and government might take up your suggestion in the Midwest Hospital Campaign Group, Conor, yet. But John Moran is with us as well, the mayor of Limerick. John, what's your assessment of the three recommendations, of the three options that HICWA have put forward?
Yeah, look, thanks for having me on, Ciarán. I guess it's a little bit the same. It would have been nice to have seen a recommendation. So I find myself reading the report and not actually being sure which is the right approach. I mean, I think the biggest thing for me that's missing in the report is why they haven't considered some of the other options, like the one that was just mentioned, or indeed probably one of my own favourites, was that we need a model, a really good model for a hospital in Limerick. So why not just have a new model for a hospital and let UHL become a Model 3 because it's got ageing technology and infrastructure. It's a shame they don't have those considered, because this, if it's going to inform public debate, it really needs to kind of explain why we don't have those. When you look at the three options that are there, and I'm not looking forward to the minister asking me which one do I want to pick, because it's not entirely clear for me, because there's pluses and minuses for everything. I think you see those some clear differences between them at the same time. Option A, I think what the report is saying is not really an option. It only gets us temporary, you know, quicker solutions, but we run out of road again in 2040. So that really is no good to us. In Limerick, we've suffered, you know, for years about this. It's no point in putting a small, quick solution in that doesn't work. Option B, as you described it, is more capacity over effectively a larger site than Dúradóil, picking area nearby, and that clearly can drive us beyond 2040 and therefore might even open up the opportunity of putting option C and B together so that you get the new Model 3 hospital close by to the existing one, and you actually then have an integrated model of capacity but with some resilience if one, you know, area was to get into trouble, the staff work together, etc. So it gets over some of the problems. But I think there's really two different solutions here. One is, what do you have to do for the longer term? I think it's clear you essentially need a new hospital, or at least a new site. The second thing is, what do you do if you just build a Model 3 hospital? You don't solve the current problem, so you have to be working on that too.
It's probably worth, you know, reminding people that while all these decisions are mulled over and while we wait for whatever decision is ultimately made to be enacted and to become reality, you've still got a situation where your neighbours are and some of them are kind of actively avoiding going to UHL. You know, they get in their car and they'll drive all the way to Galway.
Yeah, and I think for me, when I read this, that there's recommendations of new strategic reports about how we implement all this. I think I read this report as saying to the mayor of Limerick, just sit down with the HSE, which we've already been doing, and let's find another site. So if we need to expand UHL, we can do that. And let's put that in a location that allows people to get there quickly from all across the Midwest. And at least then that opens up option C, option B, and as I said, I think option A doesn't work. And if we go through the conversations just been mentioned about what do we do with Ennis, what do we do with the others, I think it still is a valid concern, because I think I'm hearing in the report them saying, well, we can't do option B, we can't do option C because we don't actually have land identified and we're not sure where it would be. Well, we can solve that problem for them with the HSE locally in Limerick. And it's one of the other concerns I just mentioned before you go back, you know, is that when you look at the expert group that were assembled by HICRA, and that's because of the terms of reference, it doesn't include any planners. It's all health professionals. So there's a really important angle here that I'm be telling the minister we need to take account, which is what's the proper planning of the whole region, which is growing at, I would say, population growth that's far in excess of the ESRI numbers that are in the report. And so I'm really worried about the future planning issue on this.
Limerick's not the only area that needs a new hospital. There's people travelling by bus from Donegal and Sligo here to Galway as well for chemo twice or three times a week, says somebody. And I think it's a good question asked by somebody else, Kieran. Why didn't they come up with some of these options before they downgraded Nina and Ennis Hospital? Further evidence of a lack of foresight when it comes to these decisions. And it's not the only evidence of same here in this country. John, thanks for joining us. John Moore, Mayor of Limerick. Conor Reedy, spokesperson for the Midwest Hospital Campaign.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.